Well, in an effort to meet the requirements of the time manager, we have initiated the recording for today's show, Kelvin. July 26th, the Geyer Cook Report SEO Tips Tuesday is officially underway.
Good.
So you know who in the chat will not be saying that anymore. So today's show kind of is a shirt tail to the local SEO that we talked about last Tuesday on SEO Tips. I went into the article on local landing pages, and the first article that I referenced is Overcoming Your Fear of Local Landing Pages, which was written by Miriam Ellis. You may recognize that name from previous episodes. And I put a link in to Miriam's profile that's on moz.com. She's been there since 2006 writing stuff. Her company's pretty much the oracle when it comes to local landing pages, so might want to give that profile a look and find other resources. So anyway, in her post, she gives local landing pages a definitions, a don'ts list, things you don't want to do, a plan of action to implement them, and the landing page mockup. That's got, it's like an overlay of a landing page, and it says this part is this, and it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There might be fewer than six. Anyway, it's good go. Give that one a look. And then on that same, I guess, collection of thought, there's a fellow named Brad Smith who's been with Moz since 2011, whose post is Why Mobile First is the Only Design Worth Your Investment. If you're spending money on a designer, you're paying somebody to do it, and it's not mobile ready, simple fact is mobile users outnumber desktop users, like and me. The importance of designing experiences on fluid surfaces is crucial. It's a critical thing that you do it, and that's it. Now, to make mobile ready happen faster, moving right along, gosh, I'm getting quick at this. Moving right along, to make mobile first effort, one way it's done is to use the popular WordPress platform and have a responsive design in WordPress. So then if your WordPress powered blog or your pages, you can have page oriented navigation in WordPress too. If it's already set up to be responsive, bazinga, you've got your mobile page. So you just say, make a new page. It's going to be mobile ready. You type in the blah, blah, blah. So you can focus then on good content, not worrying about, oh gosh, is this going to be an accelerated mobile page ready? Well, it's already done that in WordPress, so you're set, you're good to go. So then just follow the do's and don'ts that Miriam says about your landing page, make it mobile ready like Brad Smith says, and you've got a winner. I think that's going to work for you. So moving right into the things that and all those notes, excuse me, all those notes are available on the geyercookreport.podbean.com. The hyperlinks that we've talked about, you can get to the show notes from that. It goes right to our WordPress-powered blog. Oh, WordPress-powered. I bet it's responsive. Fact of the matter, it is. So the thank yous for today, as always, we start with a thank you to Edinburgh Dusters, the company that likes to clean. And if you see a lot of clients on his website, he's still not too busy to help you to do your cleaning. Okay, we talked about that earlier today. Thank you to Eileen Smith from BasicBlogTips.com for first sharing with us Screencast-O-Matic. Way back when, I saw this really cool video that she's done, one of many she's done. And I said, well, what did you record that with? And not expecting to hear back from her. Straight away, she got back and said, oh, that's Screencast-O-Matic. And so I've known Eileen, oh gosh, a long time. Of course, we thank the folks at Friends Just Chatting. It's a Facebook group, and it's also on blab.im. The link to the Facebook group is there, so that if we ever move, we can know where that is. And Friends Just Chatting is exactly that. It's Friends Just Chatting. So go to blab.im, have a headset, have a microphone, bazinga, you're there, it's going to work for you. You have a good conversation with people from all over the world, from countries you may have to look up. like Kazakhstan. You know where that is? I had to look it up. So if you're listening to us on YouTube, thank you. Give us a thumbs up or a subscription, even better. And in the show notes, we've got links to the people at Stitcher, Spreaker. We're on iTunes because we're on Podbean. I should throw in there, if you're not on iTunes with your audio, get there. It's the lion in the jungle as far as I'm concerned. The Geyer Cook Report is also available on YouTube. If you just put in the hashtag, the Geyer Cook Report, you can find us. There's a valuation question in the show notes that we'd love for you to fill out. We'd really love for you to be a patron on the podcast funding page that Podbean gives us. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. There's a sign-up form in the show notes now for the Geyer Cook Report newsletter, which fact of the matter is, it's the Friday wrap-up in text. So if you don't get the show every day and you want to just look at a digest, the newsletter might be the way to go. And so have I forgotten anything?
No, I think you've nailed it.
Okay.
Like that story you told me before the show.
Nailed it. Yeah, we were talking about preschoolers and big hammers. And on that note, I'm going to say, as I do at the end of every show, thanks to listening to us in chat. If you're on your car radio, listen to the blog post and the audio there. Thanks a bunch. And I'll try to muddle through this and simply say those three magic words. It's a wrap.